And I was born on October 28th, 1899.
What was your maiden name? Well, tell us.
I was born in Florence Johnson, but I was adopted at an early age and would make my maiden name Martin. Grandfather Damon came to Chestnut from New York State in 1855. He was 12 years old. The family settled in the forest near the Pitt Road. After the Civil War, Grandfather married Mary Waldron, and they lived on a farm opposite his father's. He farmed, and he also taught school at the old Ward School, which was on the corner of the Pitt Road and Friendshaw Road. Three daughters were born to them. Two of them died one day apart during the diphtheria epidemic in 1877. But Bertha, my mother, survived and married and moved to the village. My two brothers, Dan and Richard, and I came along 4 years apart. My earliest recollection of the village itself is having been taken by my brothers in a perambulator down to the old wooden bridge to see the river. We lived on the east side of the river. In later years, the river was still a source of entertainment. There was boating in the summer, ice skating in the winter, and watching the ice being cut in huge blocks and stored in sawdust for the summer. We also took our sleds to Mason's Hills for long rides down the hill and over the frozen river. Another fun thing was catching on bobs. This was walking to the bridge with a group and asking for a ride with drivers we knew on sleighs which were carrying sugar beets to the cars on the railroad tracks, then asking for a ride back downtown on another bob. Our parents considered this a normal. But it was such fun, we sometimes decided it was worth the punishment we got, also the chilblains. We were all along clothing available, including black tights and wool socks over our high shoes before squeezing into our lined rubbers. In summer, we wore white stockings with our pretty dresses. On Sunday, and the rest of the time we like to go barefooted. But life was not all fun and games. We had to wade through deep snow going to school. No city department clearing the streets for us at that time. There was also the wood box to be replenished with split dry wood for the kitchen range. And there was homework to do, and a pail of water to fill, and an hour of practice at the piano. When we were older, a group of girls occasionally walked to a spot near the cemetery known as Shaco. There we waded in the river and ate a picnic lunch. Across the river was a spot called Ponto. Both places had been meeting grounds for Indians in earlier years. Ponto and Shaco were both said to have been rulers over their own group of Indians. It was necessary, though, to be on the alert for the only poisonous snake in Michigan, the Massasauga rattler. We never saw one, but about 1920, one sprang at me as I was placing flowers on my mother's grave in Wildwood Cemetery. When I was still very young, there was a park complete with a bear pen and a racetrack. This park occupied the spot that is now called Showboat Park. It was owned by Albert Cantwell and was open to the public. Many people owned rowboats and canoes that were tied up there, and the river was a busy waterway on Sundays. Well, we didn't have TVs or fast cars or deep freezes and other present-day conveniences, but in many ways, they were the good old days.
Mrs. Bittman, how old were you when you were adopted?
My mother died when I was a little more than 3 years old. And my brothers and I went to live with our grandparents. And 2 years later, our father died, and grandmother and Mrs. Martin were good friends, and she suggested that since they had no family of their own, that she would like to have them consider adopting me, which they did. And it's strange, but the Martins were married, and they were in Saginaw on their honeymoon, and they met my own father, who told them that his wife, our mother, had just died in the hospital there.
And this turned out to be your family.
That's right.
Where did your brother go?
My two brothers went on living with my grandmother and grandfather until they were out of school. And my older brother stayed on with them, but my the younger brother was able to get a teaching certificate, which he used for a couple of years. And then he was able to go up to Mount Pleasant College and got his teaching degree. He later got his master's at Michigan, University of Michigan.
Well, you're very fortunate because you have two families.
Yes, I have.